attempts to evacuate eastern Ukraine. I'm Pam Pusso, Fox News. 10 humanitarian corridors are supposed to open today, according to Ukraine's deputy prime minister. The region still reeling from an attack Friday by Russian forces.
A devastating missile strike hitting a crowded railway station packed with men, women, and children heeding the calls to get out ahead of anticipated escalated fighting.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he wants to find out who gave the order.
We are anticipating a solid global reaction to this war crime, like mass killings in Bucha, like many other Russian war crimes.
In the town of Bucha outside Kyiv, the mayor says at least three sites of mass shootings have been discovered. The political tide could be turning in France, where President Emmanuel Macron is no longer considered a shoo-in for re-election. Far-right leader Marine Le Pen has been narrowing the gap amid growing concerns about the cost of living. The first round of voting begins tomorrow. The governor of Texas is making good on a promise. Several buses have been dispatched to our southern border, and the migrants who board them could be sent to the nation's capital. Texas and other border states are also preparing for what could be an unprecedented surge of migrants once the public health order known as Title 42 expires.
The Texas National Guard, running drills in Mission, Texas, designed to simulate how they would respond to a mass migration event. The drills ordered by Texas Governor Greg Abbott in preparation for the lifting of Title 42 next month. Hundreds of soldiers and heavy equipment, all part of the drills, which took place in other border hotspots as well. They're meant to prepare the state for whatever comes.
Fox's Bill Malusian. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Disappointment for federal prosecutors in Michigan who failed to prove their case against four men accused of plotting to kidnap the governor.
Two of the accused, Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta, acquitted in federal court in Grand Rapids, with a jury deadlocked in a mistrial on charges for two others, Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., in the alleged plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 over the Democratic governor's COVID lockdowns.
I think that the trial here has demonstrated that there's some serious shortcomings in the case.
Defense attorney Christopher Gibbons says the case was based on entrapment by informants who were working for the FBI. Harris and Caserta are now free.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Prosecutors plan to retry Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. An Alaska man is going to prison for threatening a pair of lawmakers.
A judge in Alaska sentenced J. Allen Johnson to 32 months in prison for making violent phone threats against his senators, Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan. Johnson said he was too old and disabled to really follow through on those threats, and he blamed his angst on pain meds, alcohol, and the pandemic. In one message to Murkowski, he asked if she knew what a .50 caliber does to a human head, and in another said he would burn all of her property. Johnson has six DUI convictions and as a felon wasn't allowed to own guns, but when law enforcement went into his home, they found several weapons he claimed belonged to his wife. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Kentucky man accused of trying to kill a candidate for mayor in Louisville has pleaded not guilty to federal charges. This past Valentine's Day, Craig Greenberg was at his campaign headquarters when Quintez Brown allegedly showed up with a gun. Brown is accused of firing several shots, one of which grazed Greenberg's sweater. Nobody else in the building was hurt. The motive remains under investigation. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.